Ed in North Carolina is about to tackle a concrete project. How can we help you with that?
Yes, I'm getting ready to pour a three-bay garage in my backyard.
Nice.
I'm going to be putting a above-ground lift in.
Okay.
And what I'm planning on doing is I'm planning on pouring the concrete about 5 inches thick in where the garage is, or in the whole garage, except for where the lift post would be.
Right.
And I thought I'd pour it 6 or 7 inches deep, you know, just scoop out a little bit and pour a little extra concrete where the post would be.
Okay.
I of course, going to put plastic and wire down. I've got a foundation that's like 3 foot thick of screenings that's been packed with a packer, so it's hard as a rock.
Okay, so that's my question to you. You got to have a really solid base underneath this, and you're saying that you do.
I've got in one corner, I've got about 4.5 feet of screenings, and I used one of these vibrating packers about every 4 or 5 inches. I'd pack it for a while.
Okay, but the soil underneath the slab has been tamped down with a vibrating tamper? Okay. Well, I think you're good to go. I might go a little bit deeper underneath where the lift post is. I would probably go 12 by 12 underneath that area.
Uh-huh.
So I'd do like a 12 by 12 by 12 sort of pier there. So no reason not to have a lot of extra concrete right there.
I've got one more question, and that is as far as making expansion joints in the floor. It's going to be three bays, and I was planning on getting one of these little tools that you just run across the concrete and cut it. It cuts it about an inch deep, you know,
right.
Just run three joints. In other words, have.
That's not going to be enough. You're going to have to put spacers in between those slabs, because if you do that, I mean, you may crack on those. You're talking about like a scoring tool. It might crack there. It might not. But I would probably put at least two expansion joints in there, divide that into thirds, and have a full expansion joint installed so that those pieces of concrete can move independently. Otherwise, you're more likely to get cracks.
Yeah.
All right, Ed, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.